There's a shower, I expect, as he needs to go out. Come on. There you go. Oh. I thought you'd taken Niall. Well, let me just plug this in and I'll take him. Audio boo's on.
Audio boo, how you doing?
I've got a drunk ho 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 ho. No, I'm only joking, it's not. I just want to tell you about Audio Boo. My marching on day 15. Unfortunately, due to my own stupidity, I've had to delete it because, and it was a right palaver, I tell you, because there was one point where I must have knocked it and turned it on, and I was being really stupid, using bad language and rude words, which were only a joke, and they're fine in my own, within my own walls, but I don't want to be heard saying them publicly. So,
even though we do it privately, we swear, we say all right.
Yeah, well, so do you, well, you say it, the N-word, all the time.
You, I say we. Oh, we do it all the time. We swear words behind your back, so they will stab you in the back. So as it is, it seems like we're stabbing you in your face. We don't want to do that. We'll be nice in your face and stab you in the back.
Well, I just don't want someone reporting words, me, because there's words, someone that follows me that is likely to report it.
What's the question? Is he or is it male or female?
Well, they've got a woman's name, but I don't know if they even exist.
It's a female.
Yeah.
Female, we know who you are. You're a reporter. You should be on CNN.
All right, all right. Well, that's enough now. Let's not. Oh, I'm going to take the dogs out now. I mean, Lammy's out.
Do you have some rice there? Can I make enough for you or just for me? Or I don't really care, anyways.
Well, make enough for you. Are you going to do it for the week?
I'm trying to do myself rice for 5 days.
What saucepan are you using? Why don't you use that great big pot?
Once again, you have George Corrigan.
You know the really big one?
That's what I said. Once again, you have George Corrigan.
I'm going to go out and take my own and just see what I mean.
Where's that big one then?
It's in his cupboard on the right hand side at the back.
Oh, I see.
Got it?
This?
No, not that one.
What one?
Put it back in.
What one are you talking about?
Look, open this cupboard door. Look. That one at the back with the lid on it, the big, really big one.
Oh, that's a good one. We'll cook lamb in that one.
Shut up, you probably could.
That's not my problem. I'm sure I could cook him in there.
Well, I did the risotto in that.
Police, bring that fool in here and slice him up. And let's put him on audio while we cook him. Oh, he's boiling. Alec? I don't think it's a good idea to cook rice in this pot. It's a bit too big. It's a bit too hollow. I don't want rice in this pot. Just a little bit of rice. Yeah, I saw what you want. I think I see. What time is it?
What time? I've no idea.
I've saw.
You're a bit
dead already.
You're tipsy. Are you tired?
No, I'm not dead. Trust me on this one. I'm alright, but I'm not drunk, tipsy, all that.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, I've got to leave the house tomorrow around 8 or half 8.
Well, you don't have to do the council thing tomorrow if you don't want to. You can do that Tuesday.
It's not going to cost now. I really don't leave the house tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you, yes, sir.
Yeah, so what do you want me to chop? We're making rice. Because this divvy wants to take some to work for the week, so I'm doing the chopping. And he's doing the cooking.
You think I should do. Oh, we've got fish, right?
Yeah, we have got fish.
You think I should. No.
You can do fish if you want.
I think I'm using that or not. Do you think I should. What?
Right, tell me your problem.
I'm a bit confused now, Shall I use this one? Check this out. This one. Right?
Yeah.
Or the big wide one? Because this one. Do my green rice that stuff is foolishness.
Don't do rice in it then.
Yeah, I'm not going to do rice in that one. So
well, you could use two to do them. You know what,
I just want 5 days what?
Yeah, but we want some as well.
That one?
Yeah.
Or this one?
Use, can't you do both?
Okay, how much do you want?
Well, I want just enough of it. Because we're having chili, we're making chili con carne tomorrow night. I am.
No, all right, I see.
So I just want rice for enough. We don't have a lot like you do. So shall I put this one away?
Con carne, for how many persons?
Four. You'll have some, won't you? I'm doing my own vegetarian one, and you're having meat one. You lot.
It's a good idea, but. Are you sure that nigga wants any of all that? You know he doesn't need dinner at the house.
Oh.
It's needy.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, he does want it, because it was his idea to do it. He likes chili con carne. He wants me to. He asked for that.
Okay, all right.
I'm just
going to
put this. So you don't want this really big one?
No, it wouldn't make sense to do rice in that one, though. Okay. It would ruin the whole idea of rice.
If you say so.
The gods of rice will be angry.
All right.
Rice gods.
Anyway, audio boo. We had a nice day, except I was stupid on my audio boo, but I'm a bit sad because I had to delete.
Why is it
a bit
warm?
Because it's been in the dishwasher. I'm a bit sad that I had to delete it because it had me opening my presents from the kids, but I had a pair of shoes from Connor from Debenham, very nice. And I think that thing, you know that thing Word got me?
What, a flower?
No, I think that's a rose bush. I think it's a proper bush that you can keep. I don't think it's just like flowers, I think it's in a... What?
Oh!
The rice fell. What's the matter, darling? What's the matter?
Give me 1 second, darling.
The pepper fell out. I'm going over here. It's dangerous. It's divvily dangerous. Don't get under my feet too.
Come on. I can have more than meat for the rice.
Right, let me just wash my hands.
See?
I think I washed them once, but...
I'm really going to
put it down. What did you do? Spill the rice?
I don't know where
the
water.
Oh, well, it's not the end of the world. As long as you've got enough. Is that the new packet? We ought to get one of those big sacks of rice, really.
It's a tooth for loaf. I'll just give the one. I'm going to eat that food.
We're not.
Soon and very soon.
We are not going to eat
that. You're
going to
eat that food. We are going to eat that food.
We are not going to eat that food.
Soon and very soon.
We
are going to eat that food.
Are you doing fish
hallelujah,
or not?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excuse me, please.
We are going to eat the food.
Come on, excuse me, please.
You what?
I want to put this in the oven. Are you doing fish or not? Eggs. You could do egg.
Yeah, true. Eggs. I think I'm going to
you
go
can do some
two,
eggs.
I'm going to go for eggs. You want fish in there? What do you want?
No, we're not having fish. I said I thought you wanted to do fish.
If we have a fish in chili con carne, right? You only want?
No, rice for the chili con carne. No one has fish in chili con carne, darling. Trust me on that one.
I do trust
you on that one.
This is not
terrible,
Kelly.
Do you? Good. Right. In a minute, I'm going to make some tea.
Wash my hands real quick.
I've washed mine. I think I washed them twice. Now.
You know what I did right now? I divided the rice into 2 equal parts.
Yeah. Well, the bacon would have gone down a lot.
So, I'm just going to have new stick up potatoes, haven't we?
You've got salad potatoes, because I'm going to do that salmon thing.
You've got 10 new...
Yeah, I know.
Potatoes today.
Yeah, I know. You've got them too.
Smack that full thing. Looking at me like, I ain't got nothing for you. Right, I eat puddings for breakfast.
I hope I'm going to do enough. I'm going to have to do quite a lot of vegetables, aren't I?
All right, so I'm saying to you, the rice, one part, I'm doing 2 different parts of rice.
Yeah.
One for my rice, for wok. And the other one is for your chili con carne.
Okay.
I really think this is just a suggestion. I'm not sure if it's gonna work, but it just might work. If you put the pudding in there,
get up about the food, or he's not going in there.
Put him in there. You never know. You're gonna experiment, right?
No, we don't have to experiment. I don't know what time it is. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning or something.
No. So, I've got time to cook a pudding.
But this is day 15 because day 15 got deleted.
What?
It's a Mother's Day. And all your university tales.
It's a different day on all our folks.
I don't know what you're talking about now, darling.
You don't have to tell me day 15, that's what I understand. I'm
marching
asking.
On, day 15.
What's the meaning of marching on?
It's a thing we're doing on audio book at the moment.
Can you explain it to me? I know audio.
Well, someone decided that...
What's the person's name? Is it what you said? That's...
Christian. No, he's a very nice person. His name's Chris. Oh, Christian.
Okay. He's a very nice person. Christian, I've asked shit about you, all right?
Oh, don't say that. He might believe you. He hasn't.
Please, believe me.
Don't believe me.
For once, believe me.
Shut up. So I don't want to have to delete it again because you're Christian, talking... Christian,
but you must be... You should say you're Muslim.
Shut up. Talk sense. He's been drinking, so... I said, if I've ever said anything about Christian, it's that he's a very nice man and he's got a lot of clocks. Do you remember the clock Listen. Man?
If your wife's telling you that man's a very nice man, what would you be thinking?
He's got a lot of clocks.
A lot of clocks?
Yeah.
What would you be thinking?
Oh, shut up. You tell me people are very nice ladies.
Oh, a very nice man. A lot of clock.
And you got kissed by two gay people the other day, two men.
Question, I'm very impressed. A very nice man, a lot of clocks.
Clocks?
Clocks.
Okay, right, let's... Anyway, marching on.
Marching on, Kristen.
He was in
a bit... Man, a lot of clocks.
Oh, I'm going to turn this off if you're going to talk crap, Divi. Do you think that's enough mushrooms, or shall I do a few more?
Show me. Anyone wants it right now?
Say anything rude.
That's fine anyway, but I'll go just...
Do you want, shall I do some more?
That's fine, that's... Seven... 5 days, right? That's five.
Yeah.
Is that 5 days? What mushroom you think?
I think that's probably is, because I don't know. Shall I do these other three? Look.
I'll just do one more for this.
I'll do one more. I'll do the biggest one.
Let's not overdo it. No, don't do more.
Okay, I'm doing.
Christian, we want you to do more.
Shut up about Christian.
He's a very nice man.
He is a very nice man.
Oh, Christian, you're a very nice man. You got loads of clothes. What you want is what we do.
Right, he started... Are you going to be sensible or not? Now, he started this thing called marching on because he was in a bit of a rut and he wanted to get some projects going and get things moving forward. And I thought it was a good idea, so I followed and started doing it. And then a lot of other people started doing it as well. It's like you don't have to do anything, but that was the original idea. But you can just talk about nothing if you want to, like you just did. Now, I'm trying to redeem myself in the eyes of Audio Boom. Right, I think that'll do with the mushrooms. Now, what am I going to do next? Darling? You haven't fallen asleep standing up, have you? Don't surprise me. Mind out the way, Tooth Tooth.
What a very busy day tomorrow.
I don't know where the
tomato is. We'll sacrifice you to first thing tomorrow night.
Oh, darling, I dropped a tomato. I think it went rolling on the floor.
There's no point getting it right now. That fool's going to go for it.
You won't eat tomato. They're quite big ones.
I think that's got no taste.
Now,
this one. Can I play some music while I'm here?
No, because it's... When we did that, you couldn't hear us talking. All you could hear was the music. Someone told me. So let's have it quietly. It's late. You can play it in there if you want. Put it on in there.
No. Rather have audio. Oh, rather have first one we're talking about. I'd rather have my music going on than audio.
Well,
do audio in there. I do my music in here. How about that?
No, you put your music on in there, and then we can hear it from here.
I don't know. We're eating you in the morning.
Can you see if you can see that tomato down there?
Oh,
Oh my God, people have been drinking are a pain in the backside sometimes. When you haven't, you know what I mean.
What do you want? You haven't been drinking, you're missing out.
You're missing out on nothing. You're missing out on a div.
Really boring.
You missed out on his stories about getting drunk at his graduation and being sick over somebody's bed.
Well, you cancelled all that?
Yes, I had to.
Good.
Now he's eating shortbread biscuits.
Now you've missed all that.
You've missed all that, everyone. I'm sorry.
See, it's the way God does his things. I told you about my puking and all that.
Yeah, well, we don't want to know about it, really.
What happened there?
I don't know. Can
Can you see if that tomato rolled across the floor, please? I dropped one. I think. It might have gone back in the drawer. It must have fallen back in the drawer then. It didn't want to be eaten by you. That's the problem.
Me?
Yeah, it didn't want to be eaten by you. It said, no thanks. I don't want to be eaten by that man.
He's, about Yusuf?
He's not going to be eaten by him. He won't eat tomatoes.
Just burn it. You lick it.
Well, he might do. But he won't eat it. Oops, I've still got another half to go yet. You better get some containers out ready so you can freeze four of them.
Why?
Well, you're not freezing tomorrow's, are you? That would be silly. What would be the point in that?
You're 5. Or 6 days, remember?
Oh, yeah, sorry. You've been saying 5 days. Alright, that's that.
You know what we'll drop.
Yeah, I must be. Now.
Right, what are you drinking, Donna?
Tea. Just tea.
Are you sure?
Absolutely, it's just tea. Can you get me out?
Well, me and myself, no, you have brandy.
Get me out of the dishwasher, please. Well, there's that tomato. Can you get me out of the dishwasher, please? A square bowl. Five onions, that's enough, isn't it?
Five onions?
Yeah.
Five onions?
Yeah, you need, well, no, four then.
I'm going to do three.
Okay.
And two.
No, because that's not going to be enough for six lots of stew.
Yeah.
You didn't get my dish out.
No, two or three, that's it.
When you want something doing.
A minute, I'll really do a minute. What?
Okay.
Two, three.
I'll do you three. I don't want you to go hungry, you know what I mean?
Warren?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, why does it smell like
it? I've already ordered already.
Why?
I'm going to leave the house tomorrow.
Yeah.
Half 8, leave, not get ready. I should be up, if I'm going to be up by 8:30 tomorrow, be up at 7 or 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah, leave the house. 8:30.
Yeah.
For the council.
We've got to sort those letters out before we go to bed.
From work at this time, how is that possible?
Well, it will have to be. So, you just have to set your alarm. Don't turn the 4 o'clock. Lock one off for a start and then set it for 6:30 and then you can put it on snooze a few times. Can't you? That would be the best thing to do. You've eaten a whole packet of biscuits already?
Yeah, I've opened it.
I've opened it. I had two.
That's it.
Well, they're not biscuits, they're Ryvitas.
What are not biscuits then?
They're savoury biscuits. They're very low in calories. They've got 18 calories in them.
So?
I'm just saying.
Does that make them not biscuits?
Well, they are a kind of biscuit, but they're not like a sweet biscuit.
What's got tomato in here?
Huh?
No tomato.
No, they haven't. I don't know what that was all about. I think that's what you're meant to put on it to make it nice. They're just plain. I tried it.
Try our original thick bread.
Original, see?
Tops. Try our original thick bread.
They're misleading. They don't.
Tops, fresh tomato, mozzarella, basil, and black pepper.
They're telling you that's what you've got to put on it. It's not topped with it. Try one. You'll see what I mean. Because it's plain.
Heaven falls in second. I would not touch it.
Well, you know that. I'm just telling you, that's what they... It's a bit misleading. We thought that they were going to have that on them, but they haven't. They're just plain. They're just plain, ordinary Ryvita. They're all right. There's nothing wrong with them.
You know why I probably got it? Probably black pepper. So I said, you want black pepper?
You know me
and
black pepper?
You might as well. This nigga is right for you.
I know, but... You got the wrong... Oh, you didn't, but you just... It was misleading. It does sound like it's meant to be covered in it. Like it already is, but it's not. So I'm doing enough... After I've done these onions, pepper... Is that it then? Vegetables. Oh God, it's really impossible to talk to you sometimes. The vegetables for your stew, Divi. So get off. Stop doing that. Stop it. You're tickling me. You're not tickling me. Well, you are, but not in a horrible way. Now, I've got one more onion to do, and then I've got pepper. Is that it after that? No, I'm being serious now.
How serious?
Shut up. Div. Divvy do. I'm going to put that dishwasher stuff away and I'm going to make some tea. And all that recycling. I did ask you to take it out, but you didn't. I'll have to do it in the morning now. I suppose I could do it now, but there's no problem.
You have what was that?
Huh?
You have beer on there, yeah?
What?
You have beer.
Who has?
I don't know, Louis or Joseph or Lucy. Someone have beer.
Well, Louis, of course.
But where's that?
Yeah. All those cans to get rid of. Your wine. Yeah, I think that thing Ronan got me is a proper plant. I don't know. I wish he'd find the instructions because I think we might be able to put it outside eventually. In the garden. I think it's a rose bush. Not just like roses, if you know what I mean. Oh, my eyes are watery now. A bit. What do you think?
I've got no idea.
Oh, I don't know then. It's one of those life's little mysteries. Oh, sugar. Dropped a bit of onion on the floor. So that's life's little mystery, I think. And I'll never be careful with that.
Why?
Because I'm simple, that's why.
You sure?
Yeah, definitely.
There's no reason why you had a watch with those knives.
Yeah. Because I'm backwards.
I just wonder why. Oh,
yeah. Right, where are you with that pot of rice? Because I don't want to get anywhere near you. Why did you open that cupboard?
I'm looking for the...
it's in the rack.
Well, it's not good for me, see?
Drinking's not good for you, darling. Oh, my good God. It's too many bottles.
If you're the one smashing tins...
I didn't smash...
And you're the one that haven't had alcohol. I'm the one smashing tins and I've had alcohol. You should have alcohol.
Yeah, but at least I can talk. The reason...
That means I can... Oh, that dog.
Not very well.
Really?
A little bit... Drunk, if you know what I mean. Like my little song I said earlier. Do you remember when I said you like my song? No, that's one of the reasons why I had to delete it.
What's wrong with that?
Because I said drunk something. But I didn't say it the word, I said it the way you say it. Or would say it if you said it.
What's the word?
I'm not saying it again, am I?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Sometimes you confuse me. What
sometimes you
about?
Just get confused on purpose. Now, I'm looking for a pepper.
Pepper start with C-U-M-T.
Shut up! You know what I mean? Like, who's the one who's gonna say it now? See you next Tuesday.
Now listen, you can say it off the bottom of the wall, so you want to say it.
You know,
say it on there and say, listen, this nigga's on there. People have probably said it on there.
Right, okay, let's not have this conversation now.
Alright. We won't pretend we're posh people, we won't pretend, right?
We're not pretending. You just don't have to use such language.
We don't use such language even off audiobook people.
Well, we sometimes we do.
Who's we?
Well,
I don't use such language. You know that.
No, you don't. You say the F word sometimes.
How often? Still up once a day.
Every day.
I mean, you should go to hellfire, boy. That's the truth.
No, that's
you
true.
You should go to hellfire.
You do say it every day.
Right, okay. When you come back out of 5 years, I'm going to ask you the same question after 5 years. I'll say, listen, do I say, if you say yes again, you go there for 10 years. So that's a,
just hurry up, because I want to get there and wash this pepper so I can cut it up.
You're lying on me right now. You don't go to church. You really don't go to church.
Neither do you.
Well, I don't go to church, but why do you lie on me? Every day.
Yes, you don't realise you say it. You go, oh no. And the N word, you say it about 1,000 times a day.
The times I say the F word is when I get a shock. And I don't get shocked every day. I don't say it every day, Adam. Why you lie on me?
Well, you say the N word about 1,000 times a day.
Now you're talking, N word, I hear you. F word, don't put it on me, I don't.
Yeah, alright, you say so.
You try to say, oh, his nigga's drinking, I've not called a lie on his head. Don't! I hear you, alright?
Just hurry up, you dude.
Lie on me right now.
I'm not. I'm just not going to argue over it.
N word, nigga, I said that, no.
Yeah, you said
F word. Right. I don't say F word, I don't say C word.
Don't say the C word, but you do say the F word.
Every day.
Most days.
You should be in hell. You should have a 3-bedroom mansion in hell.
Shut up. Yeah, built by you. Yeah. Hurry up now.
What's it? Built by me. Built by me, in hell.
Yes. that means you get there first.
I must have been there for a long time. Acquired the missing skill.
Well, you probably went down there and said, happy morning. And they gave you the keys to the building materials.
That's what I'm saying. I've been there a long time. Acquired how to build houses in hell.
Well, you went down there.
My darling wife will be here soon because she tells a lot of lies. I'll build a mansion. How many bedrooms do you want, darling? 3-bedroom, darling. No. I'll be your
Make sure I have my own bathroom, please. I'm fed up sharing it with other people.
Okay.
Having to wait an hour today. Right, can I come there now?
Oh, what's up?
God.
Give me a word, darling. Come on, give me a chance, alright?
Okay.
A dog don't want a batch of rice. The other niggas are waiting to go in.
Are you sure they're not effing ones?
Don't rock me into it, darling. I don't say that word. You know that.
You do say it!
So why am I conscious of it if I do say it? I wouldn't even know. If I was like you that say it every time, I would know what I said. But I know I don't say it. That's
right, next time you say it, I'm going to pull you up over it.
Darling, if you can get... I'm going to give you... I bet you 50 quid. 50. To you know how serious I'm about it. Okay. If you get me 3 days in a row saying the F word, I owe you 50 quid. 50.
Anyway, how can I prove it?
You can prove it because you can call me up and say, listen, you just said it now. That's what I'm
I know, but the thing is,
if I don't say it in 3 straight days, you owe me 10 quid. How about that? So you know you're lying.
Oh. If you do say it, you owe me 10 quid.
If I do say it, I owe you 30 quid. If I don't say it in 3 days in a row,
hurry up.
Too much.
Well, this pepper's making my hands cold.
All right, hold on 1 second.
I'll make my tea and take the rubbish out and put the dishwasher stuff away.
Alright.
I don't have to do it in the morning.
When
do
you want to start counting now?
Now. It starts now.
So, what time is it now?
I don't know. Probably 1 o'clock in the morning.
So,
I'm
if
gone.
I say it, this is the agreement. I'm so happy your audible is on. If I say it 3 days in a row, I owe you 30 quid. If I don't say it, you owe me 10 quid. And I'm going to go crazy. You know how I don't like people owe me money. You owe me that 10 quid. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to take your phone off the ball of you and tell you I don't know where it is or I get my 10 quid. How about that?
I'll give it to you. If I have to.
You've accused me that I'm a bad nigga. I say all that shit.
Yeah, you've been down to hell and built me a house.
Went to your house in hell for the F-word. For that and that alone, I'm gonna take it personal. If you don't win 3 years at home, extend to 4 days. I'll do that. Let's see how it goes.
No, if you do it 3 days,
and the F4, you know, I said once in a while I do what I'm something really shocks me. Ah, fuck!
So you said it.
I know. I'm trying to say that's how I say when I'm when something happens.
No, you don't. You say you'll come up and you'll say this room's really up or this such and such. That's really if something goes wrong, something's really up. You do say it.
That's that kind of
thing. What was one of the things you called chinky? Effed up and confused. Remember?
That's because she really is.
Yeah, well, that's you said it then.
Okay, darling. The time starts now.
Hurry up and get out of my way.
Please. Think you what I could do with my 10 quid?
Don't bank on it. You can order some more noodles, can't you?
Hey!
Are they all gone now?
Yeah, they've been gone last week, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
Yeah, I've got 10 quid coming, so why worry? Don't be sorry, darling.
I've got 10 quid coming, I've got 30. I'm thinking, what can I do with that?
I'm serious about it.
Well, so am I.
Okay.
I wonder if you'll remember in the morning.
Let's see. What's the today? It's really now Monday morning already, so Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday morning. Thursday morning, I should have 10 quid, that's what I'm trying to say.
It is a bit of a cheat because on your part, because you're going to be out all day today from 8:30 till 11 o'clock.
You say I said all day. That means you must hear it all day. That's what you're trying to say. If I said all day, you must hear it all day. So I don't know what you're talking about and all that. If I say it all day, you're going to hear it all day. That's what you're saying. So me being out, me not being out, come home. You hear it all day, you hear the echo all day, Thursday morning.
I didn't say all day.
You can't prove it on Thursday morning.
I never said all day, I said most days.
If I'm going to give you, for the benefit of doubt, I'll give you till Friday morning.
Okay, well just tell me, I'll get out of my way.
I'll give you a piece of paper.
Each time
you hear it, you can take it, so for proof. Friday morning, you can't prove it to me. I got 10 quid off
but
my
you see, the thing
pack.
Is, if I tell you when I hear it, you'll say the next... That'll make you more conscious of it.
Don't tell me. Tickets.
But you won't believe me then.
Put a time and the date and the incident.
Okay. Now write it down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just hurry up now, please, because my patience is wearing out.
And don't start saying the one I gave you as an example as part of it.
That's not. It is, but I'm not going to. No, I'm only joking, it's not.
Okay. What do you want to do, darling?
Wash the pepper. I've been all this time waiting.
What time is it?
I don't know. How would I know, darling? The clock's stopped out here. There's a clock's going in there. Go and look at the grandfather clock.
You should put a new battery in that clock.
No, I don't think it's the battery. It just keeps stopping. We can try new batteries in it, but it just keeps stopping all the time.
So now there's a new clock in your head.
Well, the thing is, I think maybe one of the hands is bent or something like that, or it needs just someone to have a look at it who knows what they're talking about.
Sound like this drunk.
No, I didn't mean that. It might be something that you can just look at and see.
Okay, alright, so I'm thinking, where do I put this tune on? Where's the tune here? How do you put it
on? You might have to do it in the big pot. Right, can I get there now? Have you finished?
Yes, darling, I've finished.
You sure?
10 o'clock on Friday morning, I can't wait.
Don't go on about it anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on about it because I'll be happy to rip you up the 10 quid. If you don't have it, bust you on the side and get it off you. I say, listen, what's my 10 quid, alright? I love you, darling.
I love you too. Right. Let's get back to this shopping.
cook your soup, darling.
You're not going to cook your soup, darling. How many times do I have to tell you? Just not.
Well, Mama's saying it because you're here, right?
Mama is saying it because it's true. Mama.
Mama loves you. She doesn't want you to hear the real facts of it.
Mama.
Mama, dressing you up, first thing to
do. Shut up! Don't say things like that. About him.
Your tail was juicy. Sure.
Don't say it about my little tooth too. That's really not nice.
When are you going to turn all your work, darling?
When am I going to turn it off? Yeah. Why?
Get out.
Well, we'll live in a minute. Let me just finish doing this.
I mean, do you want people in Liverpool say, oh, she's a slave, oh, she's lying on your slave?
No, hardly.
You're going to cut it off and you're going to sit down and be lazy, right? That's what you want to do.
No, they know you're not lazy. You go to work.
Not me, you. I thought you finished leaving dinner tomorrow to an hour that you're going to stay. Okay, Olivia, I'm sweating, I'm suffering
I'm
right now.
Say I'm going to cut the corner. I never say
I'm going to cut it off and then you're going to sit down and do nothing.
No, I've still got lots of things to do.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're saying, Monday. When you put them off.
You're talking crap again. You are talking creep.
Alcohol is definitely not good for me, you think?
Alcohol is definitely not good for most. It's not good for anyone, really. Everything in moderation, but you didn't moderate it, you see. That's the problem.
Do you really believe I've had too much of it? Do you really believe?
You don't see.
Your honest opinion on this one, do you really believe I've had too much of it?
Well, it depends what you mean. I think physically, yes, you have had too much.
Really?
Yes.
Right now?
Yeah, but I'm not saying you're drunk. I'm just saying you've had too much. That's not good for your body. It's more than anyone really ought to drink in one go.
What have I had to drink, darling?
You've had 2 bottles of wine and a can of Guinness. It has been over a long period, like, what, 12 hours or something? But even so, your body shouldn't have to cope with all that crap and it's poison. But you're not acting really drunk, you're just acting a little bit. Well, probably no different to normal, really. Yeah?
You're saying I'm a crazy person, that's what you just said. You said, nigga, you're crazy, that's what you just said.
I did not say that.
I've just been politely insulted.
I love you though. Now, I'll finish doing that now.
So that's the word. What's in your mouth? Politely insulting you. Saying, nigga, you're crazy. That's what you just said to me now.
I didn't say it in so many words.
You're drinking.
Oh, dear.
2 wine, drinking 5 wine.
You didn't get 5 wine.
Honestly.
Now I've got to do all this.
Let's put just a part, alright? Do you really think I'm drunk right now?
No.
Do you think I'm having a good time?
You're just a little bit merry, that's all. That's all.
You remember earlier in the day I was telling you about.
Yes, I know.
That's part where you get to a point when you're drinking and you're having
you
a good time.
You didn't get to that point.
That's the point I have gotten to right now.
You're at that point. Yeah, but you're not
just
drinking.
At that point. I'm still drinking, darling.
Are you? What are you drinking? I thought you said it finished.
Only a very small wine here. At that point, I am right.
At that point, I'm going to tip it away.
I'm just taking little sips out of it and enjoying it. It's not a point where I want to go up. It's a point where I want to just take it in and laugh and say, yeah, I'm just having a good time.
You better not get to that point when you're doing the cooking because I'm not taking it away. Not this time, right?
Taking over cooking?
Yeah, taking over your rice.
No, you won't take over that one. What do you want to do, darling? Go.
These glasses are in the cupboard.
What color is it again?
The 15th or 16th?
It is now, yeah.
Why, what are you looking at?
Most of the things that came from us, they had the 15th of March, like that egg on my Irish thing.
Well, you can eat it if you want.
You need to do all this for. What do I have to do at 16th?
Because you don't like it. Well, you don't care if things are out of date, do you?
Huh?
It's hardly out of date, it's about an hour out of date. It's not going to kill anybody.
Are you going to have it tomorrow then?
No, I won't eat it because I'm not supposed to be eating a load of eggs.
Have you been eating or not?
I might have had some of it, but...
What's that about?
I'm not going to eat it now because...
Because
I can't monitor how many eggs are in it, so I don't know how many I'm eating. That's why.
Is it the oil I bought today? The co-op?
Show me.
It seems like it's been used already. That's a co-op oil.
don't know, unless... Has it
been... Has it ever been opened and been used?
Well, I haven't used it.
Something... There might be... Actually, there was no one before.
Well, where's the other one? Where's the new one, then?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, though.
You sure you didn't open it when you came back?
Oh, this alcohol is not good for me, you think?
I know.
Way I'll be opening that and be asking you something.
Well, where did you put it when you came home?
Come down to...
Maybe War opened it. Has any of it gone, though?
We've got oil, actually. So this one's not been opened.
Oh, well, that's it then, is it? Is that Co-op?
No, it's Tesco.
Oh, well, I don't know about that Co-op one, then. I didn't know you had that in there, otherwise I wouldn't have asked you to get any, obviously. Is there any other oil? Well, there's olive oil.
We'll have a look.
No, he's cleared the table. Oh, where's the receipt there? Do you want that receipt for that Co-op? I wouldn't use that oil if it's been used. I'll tip it away.
It's oil. I tip it away, though, you say?
Yeah. I wouldn't use anything that's been opened like that.
Who opened it, darling?
I don't know. No, it might be someone who contaminated it in the shop. It won't be the first time people have done stuff like that. Like terrorists and things. You don't eat things. You know yourself in Nigeria, people wouldn't eat stuff if it was open like that. You've even told me that before. Because the kids always say, oh, you're paranoid, I'll bring you paranoid. But you know that I'm not being paranoid over that. Because you know that that's what you would do, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, well, that's what it looked like it was open. I'm just
going to
see what the time is.
Okay, darling, do you want to do the fish as well? What do you think?
If you want to.
No, I'll leave it for now.
I think it's 20 to 2,
or is it 3? It's got to be to 2, I think. It's 20 to 2, you're right. It's 1:39, actually.
We must be mental. Anyway, we're not, we're here.
Well, drunk.
You said it.
That's all we are.
You said it, darling. I'm not drunk. I've had nothing to get drunk on.
Darling.
As you well know.
I'm so surprised at what you said about the airport.
Oh, I don't start going on about that. We'll finish that topic. Let's see how it goes now.
Okay. What's your temper? I'm good. I'm going to ask you on Friday morning. I'm going to ask
you. That's right. You know you won't ever let it go.
I want to say I'll get it later. I don't want to hear later. Of course, you accused me falsely. Whoa, hold on. What's up on that one?
Thank you. Where's that
from? Friday morning, I got some noodles to order.
Yeah. Whatever. You really think so? You really think so?
Thanks for slicing the onion and tomato and all that.
Aye.
Thanks a lot for that.
Right.
You are the dynamite.
I am the dynamite. Am I? I wonder what Kelsey Geezer thought of his dinner.
What did he have?
Classy,
my nigga.
He had the same as us. Gemma took him a dinner home, so she's got one of our plates now, but...
From here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. If you said that before to me, I think I'd have said to you, let's ring him or his wife.
Why?
I'm going to hear what he thinks of it.
Hear what?
To ring him and just check and say, how's it going? Would you like to dinner or that?
Oh, yeah.
Classy, my nigga. Yeah, I think he will. I think he's a bit like me, though. He's not one that was too... Class about his food.
What are you doing? Are you free or are you doing something at the moment?
I'm trying to open this. I want to take that shit from you.
Yeah.
I could do that. I'm just trying to open take the tin of tomato and all that, but that's alright. If you want something, just let me know. I'll do it.
Okay, well,
Well,
when that's one is Friday, you pay the 10 quid, that's all right.
If I owe you it, I will. Believe me, I will.
Documented, alright? Documented.
Yes, I will.
Try not to deliberately piss me off for me to say. But if you. Document incidents where you deliberately try to get me to say.
No, I'm not
going to
deliberately try to. If I do piss you off, it won't be deliberately. So you can't count that and say that that doesn't count.
No, I would know anyways. I'd be very conscious about it.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. That's why you might win, because it's not under proper circumstances. There's nothing I can do about that.
I'm trying to say that like maybe once in a month.
Oh, rubbish. You just don't realise.
And I'm not you. You're the one who swear all the time.
I know, and I've been trying not to.
I'm so successful at you, I'm still at 1 in 10.
-5.
You might be rich on that. Very successful.
-5. Right, can you come and take these plates then, please?
Yes, pass it on to me.
Right, there's that lot. You know the square ones go with the other side, don't you?
I don't swear.
See, I didn't try and get you to swear then, did I?
Don't even say that. You make it look like I do that. You're gonna come in and come with that. I was gonna say that. Don't swear.
Don't swear. Calm down.
Calm down. Don't swear.
Who says calm down?
Who else?
Connor.
I think I should be in jail for that. Calm down.
Calm down.
I'm gonna say to him, nigga, what you got? Bring it on.
Are you ready for these?
Hold on, check it in.
Take them.
Now that's what it's called. You mixed it up. That's
what happened? They go on top of the
side. No, oh, you bring your one outside the other, darling.
Sorry, I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. Oh, there's another plate here. A little one.
Do you want tea?
Yeah, I'm going to make some tea. There's another plate.
Too many cups.
No.
Bring it out.
That goes on top.
Give me a while, I think my stuff is going on there. 1 second.
Okay, don't worry, I can carry on. I've got to put these jugs away. For some reason, we managed to use 3 gravy jugs. Maybe they had to make 3 lots of gravy, I don't know.
Laughing, I'm having a good time,
so
just thinking about
all that shit there.
Oh, I see, that's why. I'll just put a bit more, that's good.
Did you use that oil?
Yeah, I'm using it. That's what I'm using.
Well, I'm not going to use it.
It's fine.
When you've eaten it, you'll know if it's fine or not.
If I survive, right?
Yeah.
So I'm the guinea pig.
Well, it's your choice. You didn't have to be.
Olivo, that's the reason I don't make it. You know why.
It's nice to know when you're audio room. That goes away. Boiling, how many eggs? Four. Oh, sorry. Shut up! I tried on your toe.
I am going to sue.
You're gonna swear?
Sue.
Are you gonna swear?
I didn't ask for it. Sue, by the way.
I don't know. A bit cranky.
She's the one that skips.
Yeah, she's a little bit cranky. And these. She's a bit highly strung, you know. Now, I don't know which of these knives goes where, do you? Because they do actually have different places in this. I don't really like touching them. Okay, that one's gone in okay. Okay, that's it. Those eggs are making a lot of noise. They want to get out. Oh, Toasted, get out from under my feet. Well, it's probably on you. Take down the Kindle.
So I thought the oil was too small. I've been doing it for like 5 minutes, so I just turned it and it was gorgeous to make sure I got it right.
What's that in the stew? You not, don't put oil in the rice, do you?
No.
I don't want any of that shit. Oh, darling, it got too hot then. Oh, we don't want any smoke alarms going off at this time of night. Thank you very much.
You want to talk the olive oil for 2 seconds. Can I tell you something real quick on the olive oil?
Yeah. Sure thing. Where is it? I'm testing it.
That piece of food is a very, very safe food. Okay?
No, but... It's now 2:25 a.m. We're still in the kitchen. Some significant time has elapsed. I've put all the rubbish out and washed up and put stuff in the dishwasher.
That's why you go on a little.
And we're doing the rice. Obi's doing the rice and the stew, which is more like a curry. But he's already messed up in the swearing department. I have to
announce.
I'm saving the best till last. Within probably less than half an hour of making the bet, I came into the kitchen and he went, "Oh," like that. Unfortunately, it wasn't recording. And I said, "What's the matter?" "I've effed it up," he said, but he actually said it. So I said, "Oh, good, you've sworn." So that's day one, sorted.
Oh, good, you sworn!
Good, you swore. Day one, sorted. Only 2 more days to go now, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Get your touchlight ready. Touchlight, you know I need 2 stones to smash and look for strike to get to see, to search for the next one.
No, don't worry, it'll come. I'm very confident about it now because it was so easy. And I've made myself a cup of tea and I'm going to go and drink it now, so I'm going to upload this.
Can you tell the difference?
What, you're not from the normal rice?
Yeah.
He said I got the wrong rice.
It's not you.
Well, who is it then?
What else that calls longer rice, not longer rice?
Okay.
It's not you. You... I
put long grain rice in the basket.
It's not you, that's what I'm saying.
Excuse me.
That's what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
It's not you.
It was Asda.
It's Asda,
niggas. One reason to go to Tesco's. They do proper rice. It smells really nice. It's more like curry than stew.
It's a stew you smell. It smells good because there's so many ingredients, but the rice is not the same rice. Like couscous, it'd be
watery. I hate couscous. Well, I don't, but I don't find it easy to get right. I don't like it as much as rice.
A bit mushy, it's not there.
Yeah, I don't like it when it goes like that. It's because it's cheap, probably. But so is Tesco's, and they did it all right. Let me taste a little bit of it.
I'm trying to get it dry quite, but it's a bit so watery.
Well, when I reheat that in the microwave, it might dry it out though, mightn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think.
The same for you too.
Yeah, true. That's true.
When you heat it up. Do it without the lid on it.
I don't know, I think I did put salt in there though, so it'll be tasteless if I just get a bit more salt.
Somewhere. Oh, I don't put salt in mine. By ours, I mean. Please. We don't need it. There's enough salt in chili con carne. Oh, it's nice when that fridge goes off, freezer or whatever it is.
You're not going to have any rice left for the rest of the week. He's on his second bowl. We're a dysfunctional family.
Huh?
I said, we are a dysfunctional family. Doing this at 2:30 in the morning. I've been out to the, rubbish bins about 7 times, taking everything out. It's raining a bit. What are you laughing at?
Don't get many functional families in the world, I tell you.
Don't say that. You don't want to insult the listeners. Huh? Sorry, listeners. Well, I'm very upset that I had to delete my Mother's Day boo because it was nice with me opening the kids' presents and there was some bad language in it, but I object to my contribution, so it was unintentional, so that's why I had to get rid of it. If other people swear, that's one thing, but if I swear a lot on there, that's just too much.
Yes, you've been you.
I know, but, you know, I can not swear when I put my mind to it.
Really?
Yes. I was going to say, I'll have a bet with you to see who swears next. That includes the N-word. I bet you were going to say that before. Well, not that I only say it as a joke when I'm messing around with you. But, I mean, I bet you say the N-word before I say the F-word. Put it that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Look for that one.
Okay.
Where do you stick on that one?
£5.
For me or for you?
Well, either way, whoever wins it. I'll bet you say the N-word before I say the F-word.
No.
Yes, that's it.
No.
It is.
1 second. You bet I say the N-word before you say any swear word.
Okay, any swear word.
That's like taking biscuit or cookie off a little homie. Not as you have conscience of me, doesn't it?
We'll see. I might have the last laugh on this one.
Five, right? Is that what you're saying?
Hmm?
No, I can't take 5 off you. Let's.
You said you're going to take £10 off me at the end of the week.
I'll do that with joy. Let's do 1-1 on this one.
Okay, 1-1.
1-1 quiz, alright.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, there we go. Right. I say.
The N-word.
Before you say any. Swear word. Okay, hombre.
Okay, that's it. I think the pepper's got up my nose. Don't set the smoke alarm off, please.
Sorry, it was
enough. Huh? Oh, is it all off now? Is it finished? Is it done?
Yeah. I won't put it in kisses, so I'll put it in the morning.
Put lids on it, though.
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, you shouldn't really leave it open like that.
It's all right now. It's too hot to cover. I've got to get in vapour and all that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Well, make sure, don't go upstairs till it's all cooled down. Till the oven's cooled down. I'll put it on the side. But not the oven, the hob, I mean. 1 minute. Okay, everyone, I'm uploading this and await further developments.